Like Effect continues here on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. We're starting a new partnership today on Like Effect. Matt Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which he and the other co-founder, Tyler Mass, describe as an online source for music, culture, and of course, gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. From EP and CD releases to new videos and uploads to Bandcamp or SoundCloud, Matt does his best to collect it all in one place every month. This is a lot harder than it sounds because there's just so much good stuff being released here. So Lake Effect asked Wild if he was willing to come on the show once a month to give us a taste of all the goodies that cross his path. He generously agreed, and so he joins Bonnie North now to share some tunes and explain the method to his madness.
I just do kind of a very basic roundup on the site at the on the last day of the month, and it's just basically a collection of Bandcamp links, MP3s, SoundCloud links, and stuff like that for all the new music that was released that previous month. Everything from full-length albums to, you know, 3-4-song EPs to singles. Toss a couple videos in there as well. And like I said, it's basically something that I like to do just to kind of keep it all straight for me because, like I said, there is just so much stuff being released every month here in town, and so much of it is so, so good. You know, folks around town, they tend to focus on maybe, you know, one or two specific artists, but I try to, you know, try to get a little bit of everything in there, everything from rock to hip-hop to country to soul to, you know, everything in between. So, you know, I don't get it all, obviously, who could, but I try my best, and it's every month it's a nice thing to listen to and realize just the kind of very, very diverse music that's being produced every month here in town.
Yeah, diverse and a lot of depth. There's a lot of really good musicianship going on in this town and across all disciplines. I'm always astounded by it. And one of the reasons we wanted to do this on Lake Effect was there's no way we can get all of the stuff that we have or that you have on Milwaukee Records website, but we'll pick five or six every month and talk about them. So let's start. Let's talk about the five that you've given us this month. Who do you want to start with?
Let's start with a band. It's basically a new band, and they just put out their debut full-length album, and the name of the band is La Resorts. It's a very tropical-sounding name, and that kind of gives you a tip-off of what they sound like. This is some very, very delightful, very, very easy to listen to and wonderful, and lyrically complex tropical pop, I would say. The band, again, is La Resorts. The album, it's a self-titled album. And the kind of the background of the band's very interesting. It's, I suppose you could call it a super group of sorts. It has two folks that are fronting the band. The first is Vincent Kirscher, and the second is Martha Cannon. Vinny comes from a kind of a legendary Milwaukee garage rock band called Jail. They released a handful of really terrific albums earlier this decade, and they were signed to Sub Pop for a while, and that was a very, very big deal when they got signed to Sub Pop. So Vinny's in this band, and also along with him is Martha Cannon, and she is the front woman for her own band, a longtime front woman for her band called Lady Cannon. I know this can be kind of confusing. I feel like I need a chart or something. It's Martha, Lady
Cannon.
We need
the genealogy, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the guy in Memento. I got to put something up on my wall here to make sense. But I should say that Martha and her kind of full-time band, Lady Cannon, they also put out a terrific album this year called Fortune's Darling. Anyway, Vinny and Martha have teamed up for this La Resorts band, and it is, I think, delightful. It's something that I've been looking forward to hearing for a while. They kind of have been teasing songs for a few months. In winter, they released kind of a Christmas-themed album, which was very bizarre for a kind of tropical pop band like this. But now that the full album is out, I think it's just a delight. There's a lot of marimba in there, and it just takes you away. It's kind of a kitschy tropical kind of vibe to the whole thing, which
a little bit of a throwback on that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so what's the tune we're going to hear?
The tune we're going to hear is called Baby Don't. Easy on the ears, a terrific melody, and just a perfect summer song.
How do you do it? He's so up, so down, so intensely in my life. Sure.
That was Le Resorts with Baby Don't, the first of our list with Matt Wild on our music roundup, our monthly music roundup. I love the marimba. Mm-hmm. The first time I listened through it, I thought, this is just so cheerful and so happy. And then you listen to the lyrics and you go, you're talking about how you never come around anymore and I, you know, you don't love me. And, you know, it's kind of like wrist slitting on one side with this really happy, lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's just right up my alley. So this is hit the sweet spot for me. And terrific.
All right. So who is second?
Next up, I have another kind of longtime Milwaukee music fixture. His name is Classic, and that would be Classic with a K. And two Ks on either side. And Classic has been around for quite a few years now. He's been putting out a ton of music and a ton of EPs and albums. And he is kind of a R&B singer, producer, a little bit of hip-hop in there as well. And I think it was back in 2015 he put out, there were four EPs for each season. And then he collected them all in one collection called Seasons that I believe on Milwaukee Record that year that we named that the best Milwaukee album of the year. And since then, he's been putting out a lot of music and he has a new song, actually a couple of new songs. The one we're going to be listening to is called Home. There's a music program, grant program in town called Backline. And he was one of the artists that was chosen for this. And this gives chosen artists something like $20,000 worth of, you know, kind of equipment and consulting and kind of gives them a little boost to their career. And Classic is, I think, the perfect example of someone who could really benefit from something like this. He has been around for a while, doing a lot of stuff. And, you know, something like this, I think, would be kind of a perfect little just leg up to kind of maybe break out a little bigger. I love Classic because he's very restless. He's always kind of reinventing himself. He's always just trying something new. He's always adapting, and he really puts all of himself into his music. If you see him live, and he does play out often, it's just him up there with, you know, he has a bunch of keyboards, a bunch of pedals, a bunch of effects, but it's just him up there, and it's, you know, his main instrument really is his voice.
And he's got a great voice.
He does. It's a fantastic voice. And he certainly cuts it up and he manipulates it live on stage on the fly. And there's a lot of, you know, effects and digital manipulation going on. But it's still his voice right out there. And I give anyone credit for doing that. You know, it's one thing to kind of stand up there with three or four other people and hide behind a guitar or something like that. But to just be up there by yourself with a microphone and maybe some keyboards, that seems terrifying to me. So to see him up there, he's very vulnerable live and really puts all of himself out there on stage. And like I said, the one that we'll listen to is called Home. And I know there are a few others, and there's going to be more in the future, so stay tuned.
Everyone wants to be down now. Nobody knows how to be. I've seen those demons around wide. Stranger things I have not seen. It's on that east side. I was just running on it. Yeah. Maybe it was a Mona Lisa. Yeah. But looks can be deceiving just in the air. Set it off, set it off. Take control.
Milwaukee's Classic with a new song called Home, which I think is just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I love the layering that he does, the complexity of that. And he's just, like you said, he's got a great voice, and he's just such a nice guy.
Yeah, he is terrific, and he's always very, very creative. Don't miss him anytime he's playing out.
Okay, Matt Wild, we're going to take 180 degrees
yes.
turn mm-hmm. for our next band. And I have to say, I haven't heard this much pure country
mm-hmm.
in a long, long time. And you know, the pedal steel in that was just delicious. And that deep baritone voice. So who is Liar's Trial?
Liar's Trial, yes. And you kind of hit upon the reason I chose this album and that I'm kind of attracted to this album, too. Certainly for years and years, we've had a lot of alt country, which, you know, something like, let's say, Wilco or something like that, where it's country-ish, but not really old school kind of, you know, Willie kind of, you know, Waylon Jennings type country. Liar's Trial, who have been kicking around town for a few years, they just put out a new album. It is called Friends in No Places, kind of a nod, of course, to Garth Brooks. And their previous album, released back in 2016, kind of puts a finer point on the type of music they play. That album was called Songs About Mama, Trains, Trucks, Prison, and Getting Drunk, which, of course, a reference to the David Allan Coe song, You Never Even Called Me By My Name. So this is certainly their wheelhouse, their country wheelhouse. It is, like you said, just kind of classic, no frills, good old 70s AM radio kind of country. What's really interesting about this album is that there's a lot of kind of lighter, kind of fun songs. The one we're going to listen to is one of those. The name of the song is I'm Too Lonesome to Play Those Lonesome Songs. And then there are also these kind of darker songs that give me kind of a David Lynch kind of vibe, a Twin Peaks-y kind of vibe. They're a little more modern, a little more darker, a little more dangerous sounding. But I also really love, these kind of lighter, just really classic country stuff where, you know, you're name checking some classic country artists. And
the first line.
Yes. Oh, I mean, yeah. And like I said in my review of this album, it's like, it takes about 15 seconds for Prison to come up on this album. It's just right up there. So, you know what you're getting here. And like I said, the name of the song we're going to listen to is I'm Too Lonesome to Play Those Lonesome Songs.
I was raised on Williams, Jones, and Klein. I plugged the jukebox till I was down to my last dime. But since you left, I'm still doing time. A long hair walking the floor, and I'm too lonesome to play the moms of songs no more. I'm going crazy to sing it.
That was I'm Too Lonesome to Play Those Lonesome Songs, Liar's Trial from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I don't know, Matt, these guys are just great. I love that pedal steel. I love that sound. And, you know, a terrific conclusion.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to move from them to a group that actually has been making a lot of waves in Milwaukee. They've been playing with a lot of different people. They have been right next door in our performance studio a number of different times, performing either as themselves or in support of somebody else, and that's Sister Strings.
Sister Strings, yes. They have a new EP out. It's called Lift. And they are, like you said, fantastic, and they are very, very busy. If you throw a stone in town at a local, street festival or something, they'll be there, and they'll be terrific. And this is two sisters, Monique and Shanti Ross, and they play the violin and cello. They are classically trained. They have a background, I think, kind of mainly a gospel background. And, what they do, when I typically see them, it's just themselves up there playing. But like you said, they do play in support of a lot of other bands. But I do love seeing them, just the two of them kind of doing their thing. And
this is a gorgeous song.
It is. The name of the song is that we're going to listen to is Her Name Was. This is off their newest EP. I think it's just a 3, maybe 4 song EP. It's called Lift. It's nice to have some recorded music by them out there. They don't have a ton of albums and EPs and singles and stuff like that. So anytime they do have a release like this, it's really nice to hear. And like I said, I think a terrific asset to the Milwaukee music scene. I know they had been kind of around for a long, long time, but in recent years they've really just kind of popped up everywhere, and it's fantastic to see, and definitely an act to see live. They are wonderful.
And the name of the song?
Name of the song is Her Name Was.
I saw a girl, her name was. She always smiled and never reached her eyes. This girl looked sides, I wonder what she was thinking.
That's Milwaukee's Sista Strings with a new song called Her Name Was. And again, beautiful, beautiful. And the voice, the voices too, not just the playing.
Yes.
You know, they're the whole package.
Absolutely.
All right. So what are we going to wrap up with on our first music roundup between Milwaukee Record and Lake Effect?
We're going to just end on something very summary. This is, like I said, you know, this is all the stuff that, or just a small selection of the stuff that came out this past July. So I thought we'd end on something very summary, very, very, very sun-kissed, very gauzy, whatever kind of, you know, way you want to term it. This is a band called Cabin Essence. And Cabin Essence, it's kind of more or less a solo project for the front person. His name is Nick Moss. And the name of the group should probably give you a little tip off to the kind of music they're playing. Cabin Essence, it's the name of a Beach Boys song from, it was one of those like kind of lost songs from the Smile album back in the day. So this is not, you know, fun T-Bird kind of Beach Boys. This is more Pet Sounds and Smile era type Beach Boys stuff. Very kind of lightly psychedelic indie rock.
A little wistful.
Very wistful, yeah, very nice. And like I said, this is, I think, kind of a solo project, more or less, for Nick. He does have other musicians pop up on it, but I know in press releases he's said that, you know, Cabin Essence is Nick Moss, and Nick Moss is Cabin Essence. So it's very much his thing, though they do play out live often, and they have some terrific players up there with them. So the song we're going to listen to is one song that he released off a single. This song is called For Your Love. It's not a cover of the, was it the Yardbirds who did the classic For Your Love? But it's his own song, and it's lovely. It's perfect for a, like I said, I know we kind of began with a summer band, and we're kind of wrapping up here with a summer song as well. So I thought a good capper here. It's For Your Love. It's released on a single. I think its flip side is a song called No More. You can find that album. I think they have them on vinyl. They have you know, little 7-inch 45s on vinyl. And just a terrific band. I would also really recommend catching them live if you do see them out there. It's a great band to see live and a great band to just put on some headphones, soak in the sun, and relax.
And if you took the blame, you know how I feel. 'Cause I've done all the same and there's nothing I can do. And I can always go.
Wraps up our very first Milwaukee Music Roundup with Matt Wild of Milwaukee Record. Five great tracks, Matt. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's, I tried to, you know, pick some things that were kind of all across the board. And, you know, like I said at the beginning of this, there's a lot to choose from. And there's so much great music being produced in town every week, every month. It's a lot to keep up with, but I try my best, and it's a pleasure to do it.
And we'll do our best to keep up with it as much as we can here on Lake Effect. So until next month, thanks.
Thank you.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup, and we'll feature a few of them on the show. There's a link on WUWM.com to the tunes we featured today, as well as a link to Matt's complete list on Milwaukee Record as well.